Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, May 2nd, 7:30 a.m. Superior Sunrise and 8 a.m. sale time for 38,201 head. You can view the catalog and get the time schedule for each lot that's going to be sold at SuperiorLivestock.com. And for more details, you can also call Superior at 800-422-2117. Thursday, May 2nd, 8 a.m. Central Time, 38,201 head at Superior Livestock.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, checking in with OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson this week, he says good news in the wheat crop.
There's really good news, especially with wheat prices. We got a rally in wheat prices this last week. They got up, they broke that 550 level, got up around 560. They're on a run. Now, if you look at wheat prices, remember the average is 580. So we're getting up close to that, and we thought we should be in this vicinity. Corn prices, we got a little rally on corn. They're still on that sideways pattern, but this is for harvest prices. They're knocking on that upper level and maybe break through that. We got a little run in beans, but beans is still, I think they just broke that down pattern. They'll probably start a side pattern. But yeah, this is a relatively good week for prices. Cotton prices, they're still going down a little bit.
He also talks a little bit about the best time to sell wheat.
Well, as this chart shows, it's obviously you want to sell wheat in the June through August time period. Well, if you look at prices from, say, 2009 through 2023, the average price is $5.83. If you look at the range of prices, though, in June through the August time period, on average is $1.83, or plus or minus 90 cents from that average. If you look at the bottom price during that time period, $2.58, that was in August of 2016. If you look at the high price, $11.15, that was in June the 22nd of June of 2022. On prices, the lowest June through August range was 78 cents and the largest was 342. So there's a lot of variability in that price.
So what if harvest price is above average?
Well, if harvest prices are above average, let's start again with that average price of 583. The average price, if you look at all the years that were above $5.83, it was $7.37 for the average. Your price range was $2.01 up from your $1.83. But the lowest was in 2013 at 78 cents, and the highest was $3.42 in 2022. So again, a lot of variability there, but a higher average price.
What about below?
Well, if you look at below average prices, you did get a little decline in the range there, or the variability. 583, your average price over that 15-year period. Your average price drops from 583 to 544. The range, average range, drops to $1.68. But $1.68, that's really still plus or minus 65, 70 cents there. Or really 75 or 80 cents there for plus or minus. The lowest was 80 cent change, not much change from the full time period. And the top was $3.12. Of course, that was in 2010 when prices ended up over $9.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Tuesday, May the 21st, featuring Donald Yost Estate. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, including a 2018 John Deere quad-track tractor, a 2018 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, a 2023 Ram 2500 Longhorn Crew Cab pickup, and much, much more. No reserves and all items are lien free, so go register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.